Pasangan Ngora angkat ka restoran.
The young couple goes to a restaurant.
Aranjeuna diuk di namja.
They sit at a table.
Pelayan datang ka maranehna.
A waiter comes to them.
Aranjeuna ningali menu.
They look at the menu.
Au hoyong pasta.
The woman wants pasta.
Jalmat hoyong steak.
The man wants a steak.
Aranjeuna og marentah inuman.
They also order drinks.
Pelayan nyerat pesanan Aranjeuna.
The waiter writes down their order.
Aranjeuna ngantosan kadaharan.
They wait for the food.
Kadaharan tesapisan.
The food is very good.
Aranjeuna resep tuangana.
They enjoy their meal.
Sanggeus dahar, maranehna mayar tagihan.
After the meal, they pay the bill.
Maraneh restoran.
They leave the restaurant.
Panonpoe deuicang.
The sun was shining brightly.
Lima rencang diukir.
Five friends sat on a blanket.
Manehna tahamburger sareng buah.
They had sandwiches and fruits.
Satu babaturan nyarita ngeunaan daur ulang.
One friend spoke about recycling.
Anjeun nyarios eta penting.
She said it is important.
Rencangan sejen nyebutkeun melak tatangkalan.
Another friend mentioned planting trees.
Marane nu bener di taman.
They wanted to clean the park.
Marane ngala botol plastik.
They picked up plastic bottles.
Marana resep nulungan.
They felt happy to help.
Aranjeuna seuri sareng ngabagi carita.
They laughed and shared stories.
Dina akhir, maranehna nyandak gambarna.
At the end, they took a picture.
Maraneun pikeun ngajaga alam.
They promised to protect nature.
Aranjeuna angkat ti piknik kalayan raushad.
They left the picnic feeling good.
Dina 2025, teknologi IP bakal leuwih gancang jeung lemes.
In 2025, IPTV technology will be faster and smoother.
Seueur ahli yakinin ieu bakal kajadian enggal.
Many experts believe that this will happen soon.
Anyar, aya gangguan di layanan Airtel.
Recently, there was an outage of Airtel's service.
Ieu mangaruhan seueur pangguna anu ngandelkeun IP.
This affected many users who rely on IPTV.
Pamak glo sareng hoyong jawaban gancang.
Users were frustrated and wanted answers quickly.
Airtel jang ngalaksanakeun masalah enggal.
Airtel promised to solve the problem soon.
Masa depan IP katingali pisan cerah.
The future of IPTV looks very bright indeed.
Ipone hiji 7 Pro geus sumping, jeung ayeuna geus nyieun gelombang di komunitas teknologi.
The iPhone 17 Pro has arrived, and it is already making waves in the tech community.
Loba nuju sapuk di Robert deui ngarugikeun di waktu ieu.
Many experts agree that the upgrades are significant this time.
Perbaikan kamera teh mangrupa hal anu sigana, nu nampilkeun jumlah megapiksel anu langkung luhur.
The camera improvements are particularly noteworthy, featuring a higher megapixel count.
Pangulasan reueuh senang kana itur ieu.
Reviewers are excited about this feature.
Hirup baterai og ditingkatkeun, anu langkung lami antara ngecas.
The battery life is also improved, lasting longer between charges.
Tapi, sawatara pangguna laporan masalah overheating anu kadang-kadang.
However, some users report occasional overheating issues.
Masalah ieu sigana bakal kajadian utamina nalika nganggo berat.
These problems seem to occur mostly during heavy usage.
Sanajanana masalah leutik ieu, kinerja teu luhur.
Despite these minor issues, performance remains top-notch.
Sakitu, iPhone hiji 7 Pro mangrupikeun pembaruan anu pantes tina pendahuluna.
Overall, the iPhone 17 Pro is a worthy upgrade from its predecessor.
Pikeun anu nuju mikir pamutakiran, iPhone hiji 7 Pro moal ngecewa.
For those considering an upgrade, the iPhone 17 Pro will not disappoint.
Dina hasilna, iPhone hiji 7 Pro nembongkeun itur premiumna.
In conclusion, the iPhone 17 Pro stands out with its premium features.
Eta telepon nu nyumpon kabutuhan pangguna modern kalayan sapisan.
It is a phone that meets the demands of modern users exceptionally well.
Teori psikologis ngalayanan minangka kerangka pikeun ngarti kompleksitas kabiasaan manusia.
Psychological theories serve as frameworks for understanding the complexities of human behavior.
Di antara ieu teori, terapi kognitif perilaku, CMT, nembongkeun kanggo dukungan empirisna sareng aplikasi praktis.
Among these theories, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, stands out for its empirical support and practical applications.
Terap kognitif laku nerasakeun keterkaitan pikiran, perasaan, sareng laku.
Cognitive behavioral therapy emphasizes the interconnectedness of thoughts, feelings, and behaviors.
Interplay ieu mangaruhan kasatan mental secara signikan, sering nyababkeun kahariwang sareng depresi.
This interplay affects mental health significantly, often leading to anxiety and depression.
Terapis ngamangpaatkeun wawasan ieu pikeun pituduh intervensi anu disesuaikeun pikeun kabutuhan individu.
Therapists utilize these insights to guide interventions tailored to individual needs.
Salajengna, teori psikodinamik nalungtik peran prostak sadar dina ngawangun kalakuan.
In addition, psychodynamic theories explore the role of unconscious processes in shaping behavior.
Sakumaha pendekatan ieu tiasa nyumputkeun masalah jero anu tiasa nyumbang kana sabaraha gangguan psikologis.
Such approaches can uncover deep-seated issues that may contribute to various psychological disorders.
Teori humanistik, anu nangtukeun pendekatan psikodinamik, nandakeun potensi anu inherent pikeun pertumbuhan.
Humanistic theories, contrasting with psychodynamic approaches, emphasize the inherent potential for growth.
Aranjeuna ngataran pendekatan anu didasarkeun ka klien anu ngutamakeun kasadaran sareng seul actualiation.
They advocate for a client-centered approach that prioritizes awareness and self-actualization.
Teoris perlakuan, di sisi sejen, fokus kana modifikasi tindakan anu bisa tingali.
Behavioral theories, on the other hand, focus on the modification of observable actions.
Teknik-teknik anu dumasar kana kabiasaan tujuana pikeun nguatkeun kalakuan anu dipikahoyong sareng ngurangan kabiasaan anu henteu dihoyongkeun.
Techniques rooted in behaviorism aim to reinforce desirable actions and diminish unwanted behaviors.
Sadaya teoreus nyadiakeun sudut pandang anu beda-beda nuningkatkeun pamahaman urang ngeunaan kasehatan mental.
All these theories offer distinct vantage points that enhance our understanding of mental health.
Dina hiji wahyu anu matak kagum, eta dilaporkeun kiwari yen Emma McKay bakal mawagikeun siksa temat putih anu iconic dina adaptasi Netflix anu bakal datang tina Narnia.
In a stunning revelation, it was announced today that Emma McKay will portray the iconic White Witch in the upcoming Netflix adaptation of Narnia.
Greta Gerwig, kasohor ku alesan carita inoati, baris ngarahkeun ilm anu ditungguan ieu.
Greta Gerwig, renowned for her innovative storytelling, will direct this much-anticipated film.
Kritik geus mimiti nyeri ngeunaan pilihan casting, ngalukiskeun paralel kana gambaran anu teu tiasa dilupakeun Tilda Swinton di serial aslina.
Critics are already buzzing about the casting choice, drawing parallels to Tilda Swinton's unforgettable portrayal in the original series.
Tindakan Emma dia diarepih nyambungkeun jero anyar kana karakter, bangke panjelasan samana.
Emma's performance is expected to bring a new depth to the character, challenging previous interpretations.
Kasuka kagum kadang salaku panggemar gaduh ngantosan rilis ilemna engke taun ieu.
The excitement is palpable as fans eagerly await the film's release later this year.
Nalika antisipasi ngembang, gambaran Emma ngeunaan penyihir bodas tiasa ngaduru karakter pikeun generasi anyar.
As anticipation builds, Emma's portrayal of the White Witch may redefine the character for a new generation.